This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
Aviva Health with a town hall meeting in Myrtle Creek tomorrow night and CEO Casey Bolton on with us. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. It's tonight, actually.
That would be because it's Tuesday. Yeah. There we go. Oh, well, it's a good thing. We're talking about this. It's going to be down at Myrtle Creek at the Elks Lodge tonight. And talk about what you hope to accomplish during the evening.
You know, really pretty simple. I just want to open a dialogue with the community, kind of hear back from them some of the concerns that they've had, they've shared with us and through various medium, but kind of have it there front and center with us looking each other in the eye and breaking bread together. And talking about some of the plans we have for the future, and just really, it's more of a get to know you and kind of reestablish or establish relationships with folks down there.
Now, of course, Aviva has been around since 1991. You've seen a lot of growth in recent years and a number of new clinic locations and bringing health care to some of the more rural areas of the county so that people aren't having to always come to Roseburg if they live in those outlying areas.
Yeah, we are really proud of our mantra is pretty much to go where others are not, to the best of our ability, and to do what others can't or won't do as far as healthcare, and we try to live to that motto. And Myrtle Creek's one of the sites where we have planted the flag, and we have work to do down there, to be honest. But we've got both dental and medical there in the community, and it's very well supported by the citizens down there. They love our clinics, and we're committed to providing that care.
Now, the medical clinic's been around since 2008. You ended up opening the dental clinic up in that ominous year of 2020. How's that been going?
You know, the dental clinic really never took wings because of COVID. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to blame COVID for everything, but definitely COVID had an impact on particularly dental, but really any of our healthcare organizations. You know, the staffing piece, there was kind of this great resignation of kind of senior folks. And I don't think we've fully recovered as a kind of an industry. But, our dental clinic, we had bigger plans for it to start and then just had to stop and kind of regroup. And we're back on that horse thinking through what we might need to do to expand and so on for dental down there in South County.
And in the meeting on tonight at 6:30, kind of take us through the course of what's going to happen in that 90-minute period.
Thanks. That's a great question. So first thing is we're providing a meal for, I believe it's 100 folks is what we've ordered for. Maybe it's more. But we'll have plenty of food there for the community that shows up. I'll lead off and kind of introduce any of the – I understand a couple of our elected officials are planning to attend. I don't like to name names if in case their plans change. I don't want to false advertise, if you will. But a couple of our elected officials at the state level are attending, to my knowledge. But really introducing some of the other players. I know Ted Romas from the Elks Lodge. I'm going to give him some mic time because he's our host. And, of course, thank him for hosting him and his organization and let them talk about some things that they're working on in the community and then kind of roll shortly after that into, a Q&A sort of thing, town hall about Aviva and healthcare in South County or whatever. You know, there's no restrictions on questions to ask. I may not have the right answer or the answer, but you know, we'll definitely hear what folks have to say and then take down notes if there's any sort of do-outs.
And I understand that you plan to do similar meetings at the other communities that you have clinics in.
We totally do. And, you know, I don't have a timeline for that in terms of, like, next month it's this and the month after. I wanted to start with Myrtle Creek because it really is our – I count Sutherland's an outlying clinic too, but Sutherland's like just up the road. And I know for folks in Oregon, you know, I've moved at various places as military. So Sutherland's not that far away. It's like 7 minutes ops on I-5. So it's almost like Roseburg to me when I think about kind of healthcare coverage. It's not Roseburg, but it's like it in terms of coverage. But Myrtle Creek is, you know, is like Glide and like Drain, really far enough away to where you need to have something there in terms of kind of basic care for the community. And, so we've got it planned.
And as you do these meetings in other locations, have you looked ahead to the future now? Do you see Aviva expanding into any other areas?
You know, the short answer to that is, sure, we're constantly pulsing what we think is the community need based on a variety of things, not just public feedback, but actual healthcare indicators that we get from Oregon Health Authority and other sources. You know, we have our mobile, actually we have two mobile clinics, and so we're really wanting to see if there is a community that has that a need enough to start establishing care like that, we'll probably start with our mobile or at least have that be one of our first thoughts. We already are doing that at Diamond Lake. We go to Diamond Lake, the resort there, and park our mobile and see patients one day a month. Another thing that we're looking at is working with UCC. We've been in talks with them, with Dr. Pokrant, to maybe have a campus clinic to take care of the college students there on campus and her staff. And there's a sizable amount of patients in one area, and that would not only open the door for healthcare, but also behavioral health, which I know that they're keen on getting out there.
Well, it's certainly been a challenging time to be in healthcare between shifts in the economy and everything else that's been going on. One of the things that you've been working on as well is this family medicine residency program. Talk about how that's going.
You know, it's going really well. It's for the quick primer on that, it's 24 young doctors. They're already finished their medical school. They're here. They're MDs and DOs, and eight per year come into the organization, and we train them. And then at the end of that process, they take their board exams to be board certified as family medicine docs. Happy to say all eight from our first cohort passed their, and we're very proud of this for them, passed their boards and are going into various areas. Two stayed local, one went to ADAPT, and one stayed with us. And so that's kind of really, that's a long-term commitment to helping shore up the work shortages here in the county, really Southern Oregon, by, you know, that kind of program. It's, you know, you either go all in or you don't do it. I mean, you can't go halfway for that type of program, and we're all in.
All right. Well, again, tonight, 6:30 to 8, Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge for that town hall. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm really excited to be able to talk to the community down there and hang out with Ted. He's a great guy, and just make sure that we hear and acknowledge folks' concerns and what they're wanting, and then break bread together.
All right, CEO Casey Bolton of Aviva Health, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.